We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday, it's March 3rd, it's 2021, and we have 10 NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Another slate. I think this was going to be a doozy. You already said buckle up, strap in. Going to be a bumpy ride all the way through.
Yeah, that was me joking around pre-show, and the more I look at the slate, I don't know if I was actually joking or not. So this one's going to take a few minutes to get through, but we're going to do it, you know. I have a tough act to follow. Yesterday, like my get crazy play was D'Anthony Melton, and if any of my guys do okay here to finish out the night, like, I'm going to have a pretty good day. Melton had a really, really good game, and he wasn't.
Is it like, over extreme... now?
There's like 4 minutes. It's over, but there's 4 minutes to go. He's still on the floor though. So, hey, give me that 4 minutes, but a lot of it's going to depend on the Nuggets and Bucks. So we'll see, but we do have 10 games to get through. We are presented by superdraft.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, make sure you head on over there. Use the promo code Grinders for a $150 matching bonus on a $150 deposit. If you deposit $150, they're going to instantly match it with $150 right into your account. You're going to be able to play and take advantage of that. Also, maybe $150 is above your bankroll. If you deposit 50, they'll match it to 50. So 25 to 25, anything up to 50 bucks will be matched. Or if you want a $150 matching bonus, deposit 150 bucks over there. We will have our super draft plays of the day. I'm 0 for 2 this week. My Monday one was terrible. My Tuesday one was Derrick Rose. So here we go. Hopefully going to bring something better than that to today's show, but let's get started here. We got 10 games, like I said, a lot to get through. We start with the Pacers and the Cavs, 216.5 total. Pacers favored by 6 in this game. Jeremy Lamb is questionable. LeVert's out. McDermott's questionable. Warren's out. And then Dova, Drummond, Love, Nance out. Prince questionable. What do you like here for the Pacers?
Mostly nothing, Stevie. I think I'm going to kind of avoid this game. That's where I am, man. I'm getting tuned up for baseball. I'm getting choosy here. I'm not playing anybody from the Pacers.
Yeah, like Sabonis's price is like super high. you know, I think it's tough to really trust him at that price point. Malcolm Brogdon was dealing with a little bit of an injury, with like a knee injury, and he only played 29 minutes the other night. Yeah, he took 17 shots. His shot attempts have been up, but like he really hasn't had that like explosion game. Only put up 35 fantasy points the first time these two teams met. So if I end up playing anybody from the Pacers, if Jeremy Lamb's out, maybe you take a shot on like TJ McConnell, but like his price is so high that I don't even think you can do that. Let's go to the Cleveland side. Anything standing out to you here for the Cavs?
Dean Wade is still getting good minutes, but I mean, he's 4,100. Don't really want to worry about it. I'm going back to the well on Jared Allen. Jared Allen, we talked about Monday woes. Man, what a failure that was. But look, I'm going back, man. I know he's priced up, played 31 minutes, didn't really take the shots, only took 7 shots against Houston, which is not been – I mean, he's been in more like the 10 to 12 range. Still put up a cheap double-double, didn't have the blocks either. I'm going back to the well. I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah, I want to see the news in this one, if Prince is out or not. I think it matters a little bit, but not a ton. But I think Colin Sexton is the guy that you're looking at the most here from Cleveland. Jared Allen is not bad, but we're going to get into some plays at center on this slate that are just fantastic. So not bad, it's just not going to cut it on this slate. So I'm going to pass on this one. We move on to Utah at Philly. No injury news for Utah. Tobias Harris is questionable for Philly. This game doesn't have a total. This game is going to be fantastic. Let's start with the Utah side of things. What do we like here for the Jazz?
I mean, man, is this game going to be competitive or what? At least we hope it is. I think for the Jazz, everyone seems to be priced appropriately. I know Bogdanovich had a big game. Huge game against New Orleans. Royce O'Neal at 4,900 didn't quite work out for us. But, I still don't mind a guy that's going to play, 30-something minutes at any point. I'm always going to be in favor of Gobert when he's like in that mid 7K range, because Stevie, I feel like they're treating Gobert how they treated Jimmy Butler earlier in the year, where Jimmy was just like 7-8K for weeks. And Gobert has been pretty much 7,500 or less all year. But he's averaging 39.2 fantasy points. He's always got a chance to get around 45. I just feel like he's like the cash game play extraordinaire at center on DK every day with upside to help you win a GPP. I just think they price him. I just don't think he's priced appropriately most of the year. I know he's facing Embiid. I get it. But at 7,500, man, I think there's still some meat on the bone there.
Okay, so overall, I think this game is going to be fantastic. Just in general. You know, Bogdanovich coming off of a monster game against New Orleans. Monster game. Mike Conley, the price, the matchup, not bad. I really hope that this game just doesn't go crazy. Because I think everybody's kind of priced right, and I think it is going to be a super competitive game. Like the Jazz are just, they're one of the best teams in the NBA right now, but like Philly is playing, top 10 basketball as well. So pace wise, this game should have really good pace. Utah's 11th, Philly's 13th in the last 5 games. So, this game is definitely one that you have circled on a 10 game slate, because we're going to get a ton of value from our next game. So let's go to the Philly side. Tobias obviously matters if he, plays or not. Like, he matters. What do you like here for Philly?
Yeah, I think, I guess we'll play if Tobias is in, if Tobias is out game. If Tobias is out, then, I think Shake Milton is still in play. They will need his scoring to get through this game. I think Seth Curry will be in play. I know he only played 23 minutes against Indiana, but I'm not going to read too much into it. He's been playing pretty much big minutes all year. Korkmaz played a few minutes. He got hot. So I think maybe they just played him a little bit as well. Danny Green will be in play at 4,500. I know we don't like Danny Green. Only played 19 minutes, but His minutes are, I don't want to say they're sporadic, but you know you can still get 35 minutes out of him in the right environment. And then obviously it's going to come down to Mr. Embiid, who people may not play in this spot, but I'm more than willing to roll out stud players. You never know when the huge upside game is coming. You know, if everybody knew he was going to put up 75 against Cleveland, we all would have played him. You know, if we knew he was going to put up 63 against Houston, we all would have played him. 62 against Sacramento. So I just, you know, 91 against Chicago. You just don't know when the big game is coming. I think Embiid's in play here.
Yeah, like, I don't know, this game. Obviously, I think Embiid's in play. Simmons gets a little bit of a bump if Tobias doesn't play. If, like, the guy that I think I'm looking at the most here is Shake Milton. Like, we were playing Shake Milton a lot before he went down with injury. And, like, you know, you look at he was out for almost 2 weeks, 12 days, and, like, he came back playing normal minutes. But now, like, the shot attempts are starting to come back. We're double digits now in three of the last four games, four of the last five. Shake Milton at 5K seems expensive, but I think that he's somewhat interesting in this spot. He's coming off a game where he scored 26 actual points. The shot attempts, like I said, are there. You might get him cheaper on like FanDuel or Yahoo or even like Superdraft. I think Shake Milton is super interesting in this spot for tournaments, and he gets a really nice bump if Tobias sits. Anything else from this one?
No, man. I am good to go. We can roll it.
Yeah, we move on. We got Detroit at Toronto. Obviously, this is the most interesting game on the slate, in my opinion. Jeremiah Grant is questionable. Blake is out. Hayes is out. Okafor is out, and Wright is out. On the Toronto side, OG is out. McCall is out. Siakam's out, and Van Vliet's out. All right, Will, we have three stud players on Toronto. We could probably say they have five really good role players. They have three studs, right? They have Van Vliet, Lowry, and Siakam. If you say Toronto, you say those three studs. So we'll get into that here in a minute when we start talking about the Toronto side. But let's start with Detroit. A lot of people is going to be playing the Toronto side in this game. And do not forget about the Detroit side of this game. They're out. They're without some people as well. What are we looking at here for the Pistons?
I mean, man, you know, we talked about this slate. First of all, you need to be looking at the injury report. I know we just gave it to you, but they're going to have some guys out. This might be the game of the slate right here. I mean, you're talking about so many guys that you're going to have available at your disposal. I think in this spot, I'm willing to play a Sadiq Bey at 5,700, you know, in hopes that that everything comes the way we want it to. I'm willing to play a Wayne Ellington at 3,700. You know, what if he gets 30 minutes in this game? I'm just honestly, I like this whole game, Stevie, top to bottom. Almost everybody's in play. If I had a favorite, I think I want to know if Jeremy Grant's in or out. If Jeremy Grant's out, like, listen, Josh Jackson. I mean, I've been playing Josh Jackson all season anyway. Well, let's say the last couple weeks because what's his face has been out because DeLon Wright has been out. And I was talking about the fact that Jackson's averaging like 1.2 fantasy points per minute with him out. And he'd been playing about 30 minutes. So he's pretty much been like a walking 35 mostly or close to it. I know they had a rough game the last game, the whole team did. But if Jeremy Grant's out, like Josh Jackson's lock button on both sides. I don't care what the price is. I'm playing him because he's going to get big minutes, I think. I think he gets up to that 35, 36 minute range. And at that point, he's sniffing 40 to 50 fantasy points. So he's absolutely my favorite play. And then the same thing is going to go for Plumlee. I'll be willing to roll him out as well if Jeremy Grant is out. Those would be my favorite two. But Sadiq Bey will be in play for me as well. I just, you know, like I said, I like the whole game, you know, whole game environment, period.
I think it's always fun when you're looking at a slate and you're like, oh, I like Dennis Smith Jr. today. Like that's always the fun ones, right? Like,
but he's going to get big. I mean, he's going to play the minutes.
He showed us a floor game the other night against the Knicks. He played 27 minutes. He shot 27%. And he put up 30 fantasy points with DeLon Wright out. he's going to get 25 to 27 minutes, maybe more if he's shooting the ball a little bit better. And Toronto is going to be without so many people, and Lowry's going to be playing offense all game. Like, he's not going to have to play defense today. So I think this is a really good spot for DSJ. Again, I don't feel amazing about it, but I do think that this is a spot you can play DSJ.
Well, Stevie, let's plug this too, because everybody played DSJ like his first start, and then everybody quit playing DSJ. And from that point on, he's been torching us the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why you can't give up on people, man. You just, if they're in a good spot, you play them and go from there.
Let's talk Toronto. All right.
Here we go.
Van Vliet, Siakam out. Like, is Kyle Lowry priced high enough at 8,100? I think is where we should start. Let's start with that. Let's start with Kyle Lowry. What's your thoughts here on 8,100 for Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry dropped 58 fantasy points against Houston in 33 minutes. And he had those guys available. Just no Siakam. Kyle Lowry's your guy. At 8,100, I think you play him. Norman Powell is going to be probably a huge part of this offense as well. I mean, and now we're going to start getting to Terrence Davis territory, Stevie, where you're considering, okay, how many minutes is he going to play? Probably 25. You know, OG's out, so Bembry's going to play minutes. Like this, I mean, this is just kind of the nut spot for the Raptors here with all of these guys out and limited bodies available. Like Bembry at 37 is in play. You know, are they going to let, you know, is Watanabe going to play minutes? Probably so. He's 3,100. He's probably going to get 25 minutes in this spot. And of course, last but not least, they've already priced him up, but Chris Boucher at 6,400. I know he only played 28 minutes against Houston, didn't quite get there. But in this spot against Detroit, no OG and no Van Vliet. I mean, I think he's in play, man. They may even start him at the four. Who knows? I like all the pieces. This is like the game stack of all game stacks to me for this slate, because all the pieces can fit together perfectly.
Yeah, like it's hard not to like this spot for Kyle Lowry at 8,100. And we don't have a huge sample size, but we have enough to kind of get an idea that Boucher and Lowry and Powell are just going to be monsters here.
And it's not on Super Draft, which is, you know, usually I know we're like, yes, but this is one I really wish was on there.
This game is on Super Draft. This is a 7:30 game, so this is on Super Draft. Unless I'm looking at yesterday's slate still, I am, so don't mind me. I switched my Super Draft link and I saw that I saw the Lakers and I saw Detroit Toronto and I was like, oh, this is the, but yeah, you're right, so this game's not over there. Man, could you imagine the value on some of these guys over there? But Boucher at 64, Norman Powell at 67, Lowry, you could play all three of these guys.
I think you can play four Raptors on this slate, seriously.
Yeah, like, you know, you keep going down and it's like there's just so many guys you're gonna want to play here. Just guessing the minutes right for Toronto is gonna be the biggest thing. You know, Lowry's gonna play a ton. You know, Powell's gonna play a ton, but you know, Boucher is gonna play a ton. After that, it's like, does Aaron Baines play a lot? They have Bembry. Like DeAndre Bembry could play a lot in this game. What is it? Terrence Davis. Terrence Davis could play a lot in this game. So you have some 3K guys too. So just kind of figuring out and trying to guess where the minutes are going to be the most is going to be the hardest part here. Like, that's going to be the biggest thing. Like, you look at the Houston game, and like you said, you know, Norman Powell, Lowry, they played 33 minutes apiece, but Bembry played 24 minutes in that game. OG played 28. So Van Vliet played 38. You're taking probably 80 to 90 to 95 to almost 100 minutes available here between you know, Siakam and Van Vliet, no G. Like, this is just a spot. If this game stays close, you're going to get so much fantasy production from.
Yeah. And listen, I think I know we're staying on this game a while, but I think it's for good reason. We'll speed through some other ones, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, Terrence Davis, Bembry, and Watanabe, like those three cheap guys are like on the radar, like seriously on the radar.
We move on. We got Brooklyn at Houston. No total in this game. Kevin Durant's still out. Jeff Green's doubtful. TLC is doubtful. And then on the Houston side, Exum's out. Gordon's questionable. House is questionable. Nwaba's out. And Wood is out. This is another one of these games on this slate, Will, that I kind of have circled here. What are your thoughts when it comes to Brooklyn?
I think I'm going to try to get in on some Nick Claxton again. I know he only played 17 minutes. But I'm honestly, Steven, I'm just being honest. I'm expecting Brooklyn to blow Houston out here. That's my expectation, which is why I'm interested in Claxton. Now, if I thought this game was going to be tight, now look, it very well could be tight. But I think Brooklyn gets to Houston here. So I've got interest in Nick Claxton. Obviously, we probably didn't think I was going to start there, but that's where I'm at. I don't mind Harden, but Harden at 11K. Look, I know he dropped 80 on San Antonio. Big time performance. That was an overtime game. Not expecting an overtime game. I think Harden could easily be in the 40s here. Kind of the same thing for Kyrie. One of them may get there, one of them may not. Don't want to try to figure out which one because I think the game's a blowout. I'm interested in Claxton. I may still be interested in DeAndre Jordan slightly if he's going to get 30 minutes against Houston. So that's kind of where I am. But other than that, man, I don't really want to play anyone from Brooklyn. I'm really afraid of a blowout in this one.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. Harden and Kyrie, obviously, you know, those guys, you can play those guys on really any slate. If you guess DeAndre Jordan getting 30 minutes, right, you could play him. Like, you could take shots on Bruce Brown. He's been playing really, really well here lately at 5,300. And Jeff Green, probably not going to play. TLC, probably not going to play. So, like, Bruce Brown is going to get, you know, 30 minutes in this game, solid 30 minutes here. So, the Houston side, man, you know, Oladipo is somewhat interesting here because we have so many studs and so many great plays on the slate. I don't think Oladipo is going to get a ton of ownership at 7,900. He's a guy that can put up 50 fantasy points in this matchup against Brooklyn. This game stays close. If it's back and forth, I think like he's someone that could potentially have, you know, a solid game here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you 100%. Man, does Houston miss Christian Wood? I don't think they've won a game since he went out. I think that's a real fact. I don't think I'm making this up. So, but I'm with you, man. I mean, Oladipo can get there. Like I said, I'm not on it on this one. I'm really afraid of blow out and at 7,900. You know, no risk it, no biscuit. I have to live without the biscuit on this one. It's kind of the same thing for John Wall. You know, Eric Gordon's questionable. It feels like a blowout. I'm gonna try to roll with my gut on this one and avoid Houston at all costs.
All right. I hear you. If Eric Gordon and House sit, Nwaba's already ruled out as well. You know, I think
Sterling Brown will get minutes. He'll get minutes.
Like Sterling Brown's gonna have to play minutes. Because like it just seems like they're not going to give Ben McLemore a ton of minutes. So like, I think Sterling Brown, if the injury news breaks the right way here, Sterling Brown's in play at 4,100, and you could even potentially see like Mason Jones play minutes as well. And like, he wouldn't come off the floor in a blowout. So like, if you're MMEing, maybe you throw, you know, 3% Mason Jones, cause he's going to be 0% owns and he's 3K. So yeah. Charlotte at Minnesota, no total in this game. Graham's out. Hayward's questionable. Zeller's questionable. Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell are out for Minnesota. Let's start here with Charlotte. What do you like here for your Hornets?
Man, thank you for unleashing LaMelo. He's 9,200 now going against Minnesota. This price is actually warranted. You know, I talked about Terry Rozier and the fact that I felt like he was a walking 40. Did put up, you know, right at 40, put, well, 39 and a half. He's priced where he should be for his current situation. But I did want to talk about these guys. a little bit more on FanDuel, where LaMelo is 8,600, Rozier 7K. Like, come on, guys. We got to price these guys up. Malik Monk is 4,900. Caleb, the Martins, they're still, you know, bottom of the barrel. And then they drop P.J. Washington back down to 5,800 after two big games, knowing that we're kind of down on bodies. You want to play the Hornets on FanDuel. It's just bottom line. On DK, yeah, you know, I don't mind them, but they're priced up. On FanDuel, man, is where you want to get your Hornets exposure.
Yeah. I think, like, obviously Gordon Hayward, if he's in or out, matters. LaMelo coming off of a monster game again.
Against Portland, we've been talking about this.
I know. Let's go to the Minnesota side of things here. You know, obviously D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley out. I don't hate Karl Anthony Towns in this spot. I worry about overall, like, minute in production for him. It hasn't been phenomenal.
Listen, Stevie, I'm just going to tell you, we're getting destroyed inside. Like, Charlotte's the new Brooklyn, as long as Zeller's out, we don't have enough bodies. Like, I think one game, like I said, I read that Bonnell article, and it just really opened my eyes to how Bam are playing inside. I like Towns here, man. I think I'm willing to pay 10K for him today. Like, he's got legit probably 65-point upside in this spot, especially if it stays close. So I really like him here. I mean, really like him. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate. You know, just for, you know, just kind of for kicks here. I also like Ricky Rubio. I know Rubio hasn't been, you know, crushing it for us, but in this spot, this should be a fairly up-tempo game. And if the game stays close, I'm expecting this game to stay a little bit closer. If we look at some of the closer games, like when he played Chicago, Steve, he played 33 minutes. You see what I'm saying? He played New York 27 minutes, 35 minutes against Indiana. Like, if I'm expecting the game to stay close, I think he's a guy that I need to look at. And then also, Jalen Noel, he's been playing okay at 4K. I don't mind taking a flyer on him. Like I said, I like the pace of the game. So those are some of the guys that I'm looking at for Minnesota.
Let's keep rolling here. We got Chicago at New Orleans, 236.5 total here. New Orleans favored by 4 in this game. Dotson, Hutchinson, Porter out, Markkanen doubtful. New Orleans is good to go. What do you like here for Chicago?
Man, not much, Stevie. I mean, probably Wendell Carter Jr. at 5,700, but that's about it. I don't really want to play anyone else. I mean, I know Patrick Williams is cheap. He's been playing okay. But LaVine at 95 because he's Zach LaVine. But overall, I'm really not excited to play the Bulls here.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like this game overall because I do think this game could have a lot of scoring and it could be back and forth. It's hard trying to figure out, like, Wendell Carter Jr.'s minutes have, you know, kind of disappeared again. A lot of it has to do with, like, foul trouble and stuff. He's kind of in that price range where if he has a strong game, he could potentially break the slate. Satoransky's not getting a ton of minutes in this, like, spot. I think, like, if you want to pay up and go Zach LaVine, he went off the first time these two teams played. He put up 65 fantasy points. He's 9,500. He is someone that I don't hate in this spot. And then on the New Orleans side of things, like, Zion's been absolutely crushing here recently. What do you think here for the Pelicans?
Yeah, man. Love Zion here. Like I've been telling people, I've been playing Zion a lot. I'm definitely all in with playing him against the Bulls. I mean, I think he's got 50-plus point upside here in this spot. So I like Zion. I don't mind Steven Adams at 5,200 in this spot. Like, I don't see the Bulls as some, you know, inside juggernaut stopper. So that's kind of where I am there. Eric Bledsoe has been playing pretty good recently, still getting the minutes. I think he's in play here at 5,300. He's pretty much a really good value at this price point for the minutes he's getting. And that's kind of it. I don't mind Lonzo. Like, we know Lonzo can put up 50, but I don't think I have to have Lonzo on this slate. But Bledsoe, Zion, Adams, those three, mainly Bledsoe and Zion, those would be my favorite two.
I'm with you. Let's move on. We got Atlanta at Orlando, 225 total here. Atlanta favored by four. They are in the second end of a back-to-back. Cole Anthony, Ennis, Fultz, AG, Isaac out. Fournier is questionable. He left the game the other night with a groin injury. You know, Atlanta, it is a back-to-back, but I don't expect Reddish back. I don't expect Hunter back in this one. You know, I know Hunter, they said like Friday, he's going to meet with another doctor, so he's probably out. Let's start here with the Hawks. Second end of a back-to-back. What do you like here for Atlanta?
I think you take Trae Young for upside. Like, I like Trae. And then I like the price on John Collins. His minutes have pretty much stabilized. So at 6,900, I don't mind taking a shot on him. With all these guys out, like Kevin Herter's been playing big minutes, I don't mind taking a shot on him at 5,600. Like, these are really good prices that we're getting. And I think that's about it, man. Don't really want to play anybody else.
Yeah, like I talked about it yesterday. I was like, I don't think I didn't like the Hawks because of, you know, playing Miami, but I also think like this is a much different game in general here, because I do think this game is going to be faster. Orlando doesn't play a ton of defense, so all those things are like super helpful. So in general, in this spot for Atlanta, I think you'd want to look at like Collins, Capella, and Young, but with them being on the second end of a back-to-back, it's hard to trust paying up for Trae Young, but I do think he's probably in the best spot. Kevin Herter would be the other guy. I don't love shooters on the second end of a back-to-back, but the Magic play lacks defense on the three-point line. And if Herter can get hot, like, he could have a big game. Let's go to the Orlando side of this game. Vooch has just been absolutely crushing. Obviously, like, the Fournier news is huge, right? Because if Fournier is out, I know Terrence Ross is expensive at 6,300, but he gets a bump. Michael Carter Williams gets a bump. Aminu still like in that like 22 to 24 minute range. I don't think he's going to play much more than that before the break, but I think like Dwayne Bacon would see 30 minutes. What are your thoughts here from the Magic?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at, man. I'm right with you. Carter Williams, Ross. I know for sure Bacon's going to get a big bump in minutes, Stevie, if Fournier is out, because James Enos, he's not playing. So, I mean, Bacon would probably be in line for, I would say, 34 minutes maybe. I mean, yeah, I think that feels right, because they don't really have any bet. And then, you know, maybe Okiki gets a few minutes. They don't seem to be playing Birch too much anymore. And, of course, you know, if this team's going to win a game, it's going to be on the back of Nikola Vucevic, who's been playing out of his mind. Like, man, I'm so glad they made him an all-star. You know what I mean? Like, just be fair. The guy's destroying lives out here. Don't punish him because his team hasn't been winning because of injuries. I'm not just saying this because you're an Orlando fan, but if Orlando was healthy, they'd definitely be in the playoffs. But the injury bug just tore them down early. So, but Vooch, man, he's been fantastic. So he is definitely in play at 10-3.
If Fournier's out, I wouldn't mind firing some tournament shots on Okiki. He's 3,100. He's already in that like low 20 minute range. He could play a few extra minutes. He would be someone that could potentially get some more like second team usage if Ross is going to be playing more with the first team as well. So this is a first round draft pick. They've been waiting for this guy. Like, he was out all last year with injury. Like you said, if Fultz was healthy, if Aaron Gordon was healthy, Cole Anthony down, like, you know, half the starting lineup for the beginning of the season for the Magic are out. So I do think the Fournier news is big. Got to pay attention to that. But yeah, Vooch is just absolutely, he's just crushing right now. Like, over 20 shot attempts in 9 of his last 10 games. And the usage is just crazy. And like, it's a matchup against Atlanta, so don't forget about him today. The Thunder and the Mavs, 224.5 total. I was shocked we had a total for this game. Dallas favored by 8. Diallo's out. Hill is out. Willie Cauley-Stein's questionable, and Luka is questionable. But I read a report that there's a good chance that he plays. So we'll see. But it is like, Will, it's the final game before the All-Star break. They could give him that like day off and give him an extra week or so. Like, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but like they played on Monday night against Orlando. They wouldn't play until, you know, what, Wednesday of next week. So I would not be shocked if Luka sits here. Let's start with the Thunder. And it's a matchup against the Thunder on top of that. What do you like here for OKC?
Yeah, I think SGA is in play. You guys know if you don't know my teams, I have been trying to target these bad defenses. Dallas has not been great on defense. I don't mind SGA in this spot. He's a little bit priced up. Or he's priced up rather, and I think that's going to scare some people off. I don't think he gets the ownership, so I'm more than willing to play SGA. I don't mind Lou Dort in this spot. You know, he'll be over 30 minutes. I think he can get 30 plus. So he's a guy that I like. I wish we could play Kenrich Williams. I think as a flyer, maybe you play him. Obviously, I don't think he's a better value than some of our Toronto guys. But if you're talking about just some form of maybe a direct pivot. Kenrich Williams may be on the list. You just hope you get some upside. And that's kind of it. I don't really want to play Big Al Horford here. I know he's been playing fine overall, and I don't really want to play Bazley. I know he's 5,500. I know he's had two really good games. But overall, man, I think I'm going to avoid Bazley here.
I don't know. I think if Luka sits, I have a little bit more interest in the Thunder. Because I do think the game could potentially stay a little bit closer if Luka's out. Just because Porzingis wasn't, like, on the injury report doesn't mean that they won't sit him, too. Like, this could be a full-on, all right, we're going to ship this game. It's the Thunder. Maybe we can, you know, potentially keep it close, even with Luka and Porzingis out. So I think this game is going to depend on injury news a lot. So this is one you're going to be paying attention to. Will, who do you like here for the Dallas side of things?
Mainly just Luka if he plays. I mean, there really hasn't been a secret. I know some of these guys from Dallas have like these sporadic upside games. But overall, man, it's just Luka. I don't want to play anybody else from Dallas.
And if he's out and Porzingis is out, it opens up everything. You play Jalen Brunson. Yeah. You play
Tim Hardaway. He's the first guy in.
Yeah. Finney Smith, Maxi Kleber, all these guys become like, even Boban would potentially get minutes in that game. And like, all right, just sign me up for everyone for Dallas if we get that news.
Yep.
Just saying. Golden State at Portland. No total in this game. Chris is out. Collins is out. Giles is out. McCollum's out. Nurkic is out. Will, we've been talking about it. I feel like for weeks now, you like point guards against Portland, and Steph Curry, he's pretty good point guard.
Dude, 9,900 for Steph in this spot, especially after they just got shellacked. I mean, took a whooping, Stevie. I mean, I had to go old school, took a whooping against the Lakers. My goodness, Steph Curry at 9,900, sign me up. He's my favorite play on the slate, period. Love Steph Curry. Man, if I can get him in with this Toronto game stack, look out. But yeah, 9,900, man, I think this is a fantastic price on Curry here. And then let's not forget about our good friend, Mr. Draymond Green, who is back to being Draymond Green from maybe 2018. I mean, has really been dialing up the upside here. Now, I know he only played 13 minutes against the Lakers. Don't care about that. He's been fantastic. So 7,400 in this spot. Where Draymond's going to play a little bit of alternate point guard. Man, can't wait to get some Draymond Green exposure against the god-awful Portland Trailblazers on defense. Obviously, they're still a good team, still in the playoff hunt, but their defense is terrible right now. Love Draymond Green here. Don't hate some of these other pieces as well. But Steph and Dre, man, a combination of a lifetime against the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, like Curry's going to crush here. And you mentioned Draymond. The only thing I worry about Draymond is his price. I think that's the biggest concern with him in this spot, but you know, I don't think the ankle injury is something to like necessarily be too worried about, but yeah, let's talk Portland here. Who do you like for the Trailblazers?
I mean, look, man, Dame's at 10-6. God, I don't want to play that price today. I'm and usually I like Portland. I know Carmelo had like a huge game, but I don't think I'm buying that this time. I think, you know, he's going to have that sporadically. Rocco, he's okay. I think at 6K, I don't mind Rocco. And then, of course, Enes Kanter. I don't like the price, right? I don't like the price, but I think in this type of spot, we could see an upside game from him. But he's purely a deep tournament play. He's not somebody I'm rolling out like in my single entry or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't hate Kanter in this spot. I worry, like, I always worry in general that, like, Golden State games go small. Like, we love Vucevic when they played Golden State, you know, a little while ago. So, I don't think Kanter's the worst option here. Let's finish it. Let's bring it home with the Lakers and the Kings. No total in this game. It's a back-to-back for the Lakers, which is always a big question mark. Halliburton's out. Heald is questionable, and Whiteside's out. Again, this is the whole last game before the All-Star break. Do they give LeBron a day off, like back-to-back? Like, yeah, ton of fun to figure this one out. Let's start with the Lakers. What are we looking at here for LA?
Oh, man, a whole lot of people. Don't mind Schroeder. Don't mind LeBron. I don't mind KCP in this type of spot. You know, Montrezl Harrell's 5,500, Stevie. That's right, I said it. 5,500, and Gasol sat the game before, or sitting in tonight's game, rather. We're recording the date, you know, the night in advance. If Gasol sits again, I think he will because he's sitting out because of health and safety protocols. Good night, man. Montrezl Harrell should have a monster game in this spot. He's probably going to be one of my favorite plays as well. Has at center on DK at 5,500. Probably play him in the utility spot. But I mean, massive upside for him here. Just an overall great spot for the Lakers.
Yeah, if everybody plays, you know, I don't have like as much interest as you. But if some guys start getting ruled out, I have a ton of interest in the Lakers. But I like the matchup. You always like the matchup. You know, just in general here. Let's talk about the Kings side of this game. You know, Halliburton out, it's huge, right? You know, we saw De'Aaron Fox take 22 shots the other night. What are we looking at here for the Kings?
Stevie, not only do they have 22 shots, played 41 minutes.
Yeah, back-to-back games, like big minutes, back-to-back games. Halliburton's been out the last two games. Big minutes from him the last two games, and monster minutes for Harrison Barnes the last two games with Halliburton out.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you're for sure going to want to play a De'Aaron Fox if this game stays close. Harrison Barnes, what a world we live in where Harrison Barnes is 7K. Doesn't make much sense to me, though, Stevie, because they price Harrison Barnes up significantly because these big games, but we keep Rudy Gobert in the mid-7K range. I don't understand this. But at any rate, Harrison Barnes is 7K, but it is warranted. You know, what are we going to get from Bagley? What are we going to get from Holmes? I have no clue. But I will say this. I won't mind playing Rashawn Holmes against the Lakers with just mainly Harrell. You know, so I like this spot. I think this is a great spot for both sides. And I think you just kind of got to pick and choose where you want to differentiate a little bit because the Detroit-Toronto games are going to have a lot of ownership and it's going to be warranted. So maybe you pick a few pivots or one or two spots here and take some of these good players.
Yeah, I think that's it. Let's move on. Let's do our Super Draft plays of the day. Again, Super Draft, awesome sponsors of the podcast. Use promo code Grinders. Matching deposit bonus up to $50 or deposit $150 or more and get a instant $150 deposit into your account there. So make sure you guys are checking them out. They got a jump shot, $7,500 to first place on today's slate. It starts later. They start their slate at 7:30 Eastern. Will, who do you have for your Super Draft play of the day?
Yeah, man, we're actually going to one of the late games. I wanted to give out two. I'm going to give out one. I'm giving out Draymond Green, man. 1.45x with what he can do. I mean, if he gets in the 40s, look out. Stevie, is it okay if I give a secondary play today?
As long as you don't take my guy.
Okay.
What color jersey does he wear?
Either white or purple.
All right, well, we're both on Harrison Barnes here. He's 1.6x. This is the play today, guys.
Oh, gosh. Like,
I told you the first 2 days, like, I've been subpar. Love this spot for Harrison Barnes. I know the Lakers are a good defensive team, and, you know, we don't love playing teams against the Lakers, but with Haliburton out, the last two games, Harrison Barnes has been fantastic. He's played a ton of minutes. He's going to play a ton of minutes at 1.6x. Like, you know, we're looking at a great multiplier, a guy that can put up fantasy points on all ends of the basketball floor. So I really like Harrison Barnes here at 1.6. It's amazing, right? I knew you were going to take my guy. You know, we've been doing this way too long together.
Yeah, way too long.
Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here for this Wednesday. Will, give me your favorite play under 5K to go 7X.
Listen, I'm just going to go early, man. I'm taking Terrence Davis. I think he goes big in this game. Just rolling with him right out of the gate.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad option. There's so many guys on this slate that can do it. I'm going to go Bembry. I don't love Bembry on most slates, but the dude's going to have to play a gazillion minutes in this game.
And they're playing Detroit. Like,
he's just going to have to play a gazillion minutes in this game. So I'm guessing the rotation, and I hope I guess right. Let's go over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Man, I think I'm going to go James Harden. I think the game's a blowout, and that's why I'm going all the way up top. I'm going James Harden at 11K.
All right. I mean, if you're right, then like if it is a blowout, he could potentially still get there. I don't know. I'm going blowout too. I'm gonna go Sabonis. I hate picking Sabonis because he's a guy that can just score in bunches, but yeah. Favorite 6X play, who do you got?
Man, I'm not gonna cheat and go Kyle Lowry. Because I like him a lot today. I'm gonna go with the guy that I think gets there. I've talked about him a lot, Draymond Green. I'm going Draymond.
I'll go Kyle Lowry, that's fine. Yeah, his price is a joke. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Will, who do you got?
Well, honestly, I think it's Karl Anthony Towns. I don't see Towns getting ownership here, and I like him a lot against Charlotte.
Cats. I like it. I was trying to, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I really wish TJ McConnell was cheaper. Because, like, he would be my let's get weird GPP play of the day. But I'm going to go fan favorite here. I'm going to go Okoki. I keep saying his name wrong. And I was at the Magic game last night, and I'm still O-Kiki. Saying Okiki.
But
I'm going to go with him. 3,100 doesn't even have to go crazy. I think Fournier could potentially sit in this game, and if he does, Okiki, 20-plus fantasy points, 3,100, no ownership. There we go. Game selection, anything stand out to you on FanDuel or DraftKings today?
I went inside this shoot-around because I realized it was $20. But let me go to that because I know we've been trying to support all of our listeners. And I'm actually going to go with this. I think you need to be getting in these single entry double ups, right? Like if you're grinding cash games, single entry double ups are just fantastic. So, you know, because a lot of times when you're playing some of the other ones, yeah, I know people are going to be running trains, but if you can get in a single entry double up, I think it exponentially increases your chances of getting where you need to be. And yeah, I know people are running optimizers and stuff like that. And that doesn't mean you necessarily have to get completely away from the opto, but one or two pivots, and that has you right there across the cash line. So especially when there's a big train involved. So I like these single entry double ups. I know it wasn't tournament play, but I really like those.
All right. Well, I'm going to highlight our sponsor, because listen, anytime that, you know, we can have sponsors jump aboard, I'm super appreciative. So they have three tournaments over there on Superdraft. All of them start at 7:30. They have three different buy-ins, right? They have a $4 four-point play, $2,000 to first. They have an $18 NBA jump shot, $7,500 to first. That's their big tournament over there. And then they have a smaller two-entry max, $105, $2,000 to first place, NBA slam dunk. So, again, check them out. They do have a single-entry $30 tournament as well. If you're a single-entry player, you know, they have everything for everyone. You have a $1, $150 entry max, so a ton of stuff going on over there on Superdraft. So again, awesome sponsors of the podcast. Appreciate them jumping on board. Will, favorite over under against the spread, anything standing out to you here?
Yeah, I think I actually talked about it before the show. We were kind of conversing, and I said I was really shocked that the Bulls Pelicans game came in at 236.5, Pelicans -5. I think I'm going to take the under on that game.
I'm going to take the over in the Magic game. It's at 225, and I think there's just going to be – I think it's just going to be back and forth. Atlanta's going to be on the second of the back-to-back, and I think it's just going to be a game they get out and run. I think that's how that game's going to kind of play out. So, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, sir. I am good to go. You can take it home, my brother.
That's going to wrap it up for Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday talking some more hoops. Last – slate of before the All-Star break is Thursday, so make sure you guys are checking that out. Again, always appreciate you when you guys subscribe over there on iTunes, like and subscribe on YouTube. Yes, I think I got them all. That's gonna wrap it up. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you guys again on Thursday.